Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title, get this, better than 29 years. Straight up today, we're talking retirement. I mean, should there be forced retirement in boxing? Bernard Hopkins is going to fight tonight on Showtime. He's 48 years old, the IBF light heavyweight title holder. Okay, that coming off the ring death earlier this week in Mexico. What am I trying to say? Maybe at 48, you're pushing the envelope just a little bit too far. So we'll talk Hopkins. We'll talk UFC 166. Of course, Cain Velasquez remaining the heavyweight champion of the world. But the fight of the night, if not the fight of the year, if not the fight of all time, it was just a great, great fight. Gilbert Melendez, Diego Sanchez. We'll talk about that lightweight battle as part of UFC 166. And, of course, last Saturday, Denver, Colorado, wrestling Pravodnikov. Hey, he's the real deal, folks. Forget that loss to Tim Bradley. You know he didn't lose that fight. Bradley's got a thing with the Las Vegas judges. Either they help him or they hurt him. But the bottom line is he's still undefeated. Bradley is, of course, coming off that decision of Juan Manuel Marquez 2 weeks ago. And I noticed that HBO didn't play too much on the, didn't trump up too much of the replay on that one. Not something you wanted to watch a second time. You know what I mean? Like, it's like eating the same sandwich a second time. Not very good. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Think you're a fantasy football expert? DraftStreet.com wants you to take a shot at winning the ultimate fantasy football championship. With $2.5 million in guaranteed prizes, you might qualify to head to Las Vegas on December 15th, where the 40 best players in the USA will compete for a top prize of $1 million. Use the code USA at DraftStreet.com to get in on your chance to come out on top. Airfare and accommodations to Las Vegas will be provided to all qualifiers selected, so sign up now. Enter code USA at DraftStreet.com.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Have you ever made a crazy bet on sports? Now you can do it in the ultimate peer-to-peer social betting exchange with YouBetMe. YouBetMe is the easiest way to bet on anything with family and friends. It's fun, it's free, and it's now available at the iTunes App Store. And it's not just about sports. YouBetMe is a great way to bet on reality TV, award shows, dating, anything where you know you're right and everyone else is wrong. Check it out, YouBetMe, now at the iTunes App Store.
How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt completely forgiven, both the principal and interest? American Credit Card Solutions wants to give you free information that shows you how. Thousands of people have used this relief program to have their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and consultation. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is $10,000 or more in credit debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. Call for free debt forgiveness information now. 800-287-8013. That's 800-287-8013 to discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. 800-287-8013. 800-287-8013. Don't wait. Call 800-287-8013 now.
Let's talk about your career just for a second. Hagler, Monzone, Robinson, this and that, Hopkins, okay? Where do you put yourself in those names?
If I'm in the top four, top five in history, I'm satisfied. And I don't mind if I'm four, if it's four. I don't mind if I'm five, if it's five. Because these guys' legacy and their era should be and will be respected. And I just want to be respected for my era. So if it's four, you know, and the number's four, then be mentioned in the name of Ray Robinson and Marvin Hagler, Pedro, and Ray Leonard. Hey, to be mentioned in that, how many middleweight fighters that came that was also good? The Julian Jacksons of the world. And I can go to a lot of Mike Got McCollum, it. Magambi. You didn't mention those names. And to be mentioned in the top four and the top five, wherever you put me at, wherever history put me at, I am grateful and humble to be there.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Let my boys harmonize here. This is Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are on twice on the weekends. Saturdays for an hour, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We talk boxing and MMA, combine them both in the same hour. And then on Sundays, we go with an hour of boxing and an hour of MMA, both starting at, with that show starting at 11 a.m. Pacific time, too. So it's Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, you know this, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Let's talk about Bernard Hopkins. We just heard from him, talking about his legacy. This was back in 2006 when I recorded that with him. He was pretty humble. He was a middleweight then, and he wasn't, you know, a light heavyweight or a cruiserweight or anything like that. He was a middleweight, and he wanted to be recognized as one of the great middleweights of all time. And I think you can recognize him up there maybe with the top five or six, but, I mean, he's not the upper echelon of the middleweight division. I don't care how many records he holds. I wouldn't put him above Marvin Hagler, and who I wasn't all that thrilled with, and although I saw a lot of his fights. And Ray Robinson, who I think is a bit mythical to an extent, but I wouldn't put him above those two guys to begin with. Right on. I just don't see it. But Hopkins has done his thing, and he's done it well. I mean, what is he now, like 53-6, a couple of draws and 32 KOs. He was a 160-pound champion, of course. Then he was 168, and then he went to 175. And, you know, I mean, he's had his ups, his downs, but he keeps going. At the age of 48, or earlier this year, he beat Tavares Cloud, who's a younger buck. I think he's about 29 or 30 for the IBF light heavyweight title. And not that big of a surprise, I mean, because Tavares Cloud's not that great of a fighter or anything like that. But I guess for a guy 47 or 48 years old to win a championship, it is significant. There's no question about it. But it also takes away from the game. It takes away from the quality of the game, because if a 48-year-old man can win a title, what does that say about the era of boxing in which we live in today? I mean, 48-year-old men couldn't beat Marvin Hagler. 48-year-old men couldn't beat Ray Robinson. 48-year-old men couldn't beat Ray Leonard or Marvin or Roberto Duran. Okay, so what's going on there? I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, as a middleweight, yeah, one of the top five or six. But after that, I think he's done nothing but damage to his career. I really do. I think he should have probably went out with that win over Oscar De La Hoya. That was a big win. I mean, made a lot of money. Of course, went partners with Oscar De La Hoya as far as the promotional company was concerned. And that was a bit suspect, seeing they came to that agreement soon after their fight. But the bottom line is Hopkins is 48 years old. And earlier this week, we saw a young man pass away in Mexico. I mean, from a fight. He was TKO'd and he died. And you just, this is not what you want to see, okay? It's just now Frankie Leal. It's just not what you want to see. Frankie Leo, not a great fighter. 20-8, three draws, 13 KOs. Okay, he died Tuesday after a Saturday loss to Raul Jiménez. And not much of a puncher is Raul. He was only had 9 KOs and like 19 wins prior. But, you know, I got to tell you, anytime anybody dies in combat sports, you got to wonder, well, you know, could it have been prevented? Probably not. I think the only way to prevent ring deaths is to make the gloves smaller. And I mean that. I mean, make them real smaller. Like heavyweight guys should fight like with 8s or 6s, okay? And anybody below heavyweight should fight with 6s and 4s. And I kid you not. Because if you look at the knockout ratio in both boxing and MMA, you look at the concussion ratio between boxing and MMA, well, from 5 years, from 2001 to 2006, the Nevada Commission said that 21% of the boxers tested positive after fights for concussions and or brain bleeds. That's what a concussion is. Concussion means your brain bleeds a little bit, okay? Yet, on the other hand, when you look at the sport of MMA, okay, only 2.1% of the guys got concussions. Why? Because of the smaller gloves. People say, oh, no. It has nothing to do with the smaller gloves. The heck it doesn't, okay? I just don't think guys are going to get hurt. Because, you know, the glove was designed to protect the hand. The glove wasn't designed to protect the fighter. The glove was designed to protect the hand. Okay, so don't expect this safety factors to come out and these athletic commissions, or these self-righteous athletic commissions saying, oh, we're doing this for the safety of the fighter. You can't say that you're doing it for the safety of the fighter when the bigger the glove, the longer the beating, the more prolonged the beating, the longer it's just a sustained attack over and over and over again. Instead of a guy getting, like, you know, pummeled in 3 rounds, he gets beat on for 12, and it's just not good. A brain is not like a drum. You just can't keep beating on it. It just doesn't work that way, okay? So I wish Bernard Hopkins all the luck in the world. I just don't wish him a whole lot of luck in boxing. I just wish, I wish that he would go away. I mean, he should look at the case of Frankie Leo this week and say, you know what? That guy was a lot younger than me, and he's dead. I mean, he's gone. There's no coming back. I mean, you know, there's no tomorrow for Frankie Leo. Yet there could be a tomorrow for Bernard Hopkins. We've got a video of him on the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Bernard Hopkins, I am a fighter. I've got problems with him fighting, okay? And the bottom line is, the guy that he's fighting couldn't get a visa to get over here six months ago. And I thought it was the television network, calling the INS saying, don't let this guy in the country because we don't want to air the fight. It's going to be that bad. But his name is Carol Murad. He's 25-1, one draw with 13 KOs, and they are fighting for the IBF light heavyweight title. I've got the odds of 2-1, but like I say, betting on a 48-year-old man in boxing is sort of like, it's silly if it's not asinine, okay? Champion Peter Quillin, the WBO middleweight title holder, 29-0, 21 KOs. They call him Kid Chocolate. He's the guy that should be really getting the main play here tonight. He's taking on Gabriel Rosado, everybody's favorite fighter, 21-6, 13 KOs, said, going for the WBO 160-pound title. Quillin's a 14-5 favorite, and I think he's going to prevail here, and I think he'll prevail with an exclamation mark. I think he needs it in order to, you know, escape the doldrums of being an undercard fighter, of being a semi-main event. I think if he does well tonight, he will be a main event. And Kell Brook, good old Kell, I'll take that back. Got to mention my man, Deontay Wilder. What's up, Deontay? Of course, the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. What can I say? 29-0. He's fought Scott Cuddy and Pedro Fernandez 29 times. That's why he's got 29 KOs. Okay? I mean, he's got 29-0 with 29 KOs. All bums. All stiffs. All guys. Even Audley Harrison. And oddly, you can spell his name. His name's spelled A-U-D-L-E-Y, but I spell it O-D-D-L-E-Y because he was an oddly guy. He really was, but that's his big claim to fame. But he's like 29-0. He's fighting the guy tonight I call Willie Stand-Up. Does it matter what his record is? Not really. He's like 20-10 or 10-20 or some ridiculous. So I've got the odds of like 101, okay? Going across the pond. I like this kid. He'll be on at noon Pacific time, so you can go check out your internet websites, your favorite internet websites, and pull down this feed. It's on Sky Sports. I'm talking about Kell Brook, 30-0, 20 KOs. That's not his real name. He's got a more complex name than that, but that's his fighting name. He's taking on, oh boy, this guy's name kills me, Vyacheslav Sinishenko, 33-1, 22 KOs. Of course, a former WBA 147-pound title holder. He was a guy that lost. He got stopped. by feather-fisted Pauly Malignaggi. Okay? Bottom line is, Kell Brook in a class of his own as far as English welterweights are concerned, and as far as American heavyweights are concerned, well, that sort of remains to be seen. But I think he's probably the second, third, or fourth best welterweight in the world right now. Then we go to Germany. Double A's fight. Another victim of Andre Ward. Arthur Abraham, 37-4, 28 KOs, taking on a stiff by the name of Giovanni Di Carlos, 20-4 with 10 KOs, 168 pounds. I expect Abraham to win that one going away. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. You know, I like to talk books, authors, that kind of stuff. We've got a good local author coming up next, Court Haslett. He knows this stuff about boxing, wrote a book about San Francisco, which included some boxing in it. So we'll talk with Court for just a few minutes right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Wow.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah.
Check it, 25 minutes past the hour, this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by K2 Promotions. Of course, the November 2nd HBO broadcast from the Garden, the mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden, on top, unbeaten. Gennady Golovkin, our guest last Sunday, wow, was it 27-0, 24 KOs, taking on Curtis Stevens. Curtis Stevens 25-3-1 with a very big mouth that Golovkin will probably shut before the 7th or 8th round. But that is the main event, and this segment is brought to you by Tom Loeffler and K2 Promotions. Let's go to the City by the Bay, folks, and bring in one of my favorite guys. He's an author extraordinaire. He's always doing stuff locally, and now, of course, he's got a book out. The book is being published. Court Haslett, how are you? How's the kid? How's the family?
I'm great, Pedro. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
That's good. Let's talk now. What's now, the final title of the book after when it finally got to the publisher is?
Tenderloin. It's a crime book that takes place in 1978 San Francisco. A lot of stuff goes on in it, but one of the suspects in a murder is a local boxing prodigy that trains out in Newman's Gym, the old institution in San Francisco, which you helped a lot in my research on.
312 Leavenworth Street, folks. That's what it was. It should have been declared a historical landmark, seeing it was the oldest boxing gym in the United States. But back in the day of political correctness, when they made this move, they decided not to do so. All right, so how long did this book take you?
Took me about a year and a half to write it completely, and took me about another year to find a publisher. And it's coming out on November 18th, which coincides with the 35th anniversary of the Jonestown Massacre, which also there's a big subplot about that as well.
You know, I knew who Jim Jones was. I mean, everybody in the Bay Area, or in San Francisco especially, knew who Jim Jones was before he took off the Guyana and led all those people to their deaths. But he was quite a character. He was politically connected. He was about everybody. I mean, he was in with Moscone. He was in with Willie Brown. He was in with everybody. And the guy was a bad guy. We sort of knew he was a bad guy here in the city. And then he took that whole group down to Guyana, and of course, 600 people dead. But how much of this is going to be on Jonestown?
You know, more and more as I did research and found it more interesting, it became more and more about, it's not really about the Jonestown Massacre. He left San Francisco in the fall of 77. Mm-hmm. This book takes place in 78, prior to the massacre. And what happened was, in San Francisco, and this is straight from reading newspapers at the time, ex-Temple members and critics of the Temple feared for their lives because Jim Jones supposedly put out hits on people. And so I kind of took up that real life background.
He put a hit out on Ray Taliaferro, who was with KGO Radio. Gray had the FBI following him around for like 3 months.
Yeah, they had 50 FBI agents out running down leads on this. And, you know, there's a guy, a Temple member named Bob Houston, who left the Temple in 76, and they found him the day he defected at the railroad tracks down in Potrero Hill. No killer was ever found for that. So, you know, it's not for sure that this happened, but it's a historical fiction, so there's enough there for me to, you know, take it and run with it.
Okay. Court Hassel's our guest, folks, author extraordinaire. Of course, the book is called Tenderloin, coming out November 18th. Now, is that going to be an Amazon.com book or what?
Yeah, you can get it anywhere. Ebooks are sold, and there's going to be a limited edition run of hardcovers, but your best bet is to go on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. It's also available on therogueReader.com. They are the publisher. They do 4 crime books a year, and I'm the fourth quarter release for them.
Fantastic. Okay. So,
hey, Pedro, I want to ask you something. I watched that No Mas on ESPN, and I know you're a big Roberto Duran fan, and I saw your post on your website. But tell me, why do you think he said No Mas?
I told you. I was pretty clear. Was the other guy fighting? Would you call that boxing, what Ray Leonard was doing, throwing his hands around, mocking him, sticking his chin out, running around a 24-foot square ring? And No, that was just... I thought that...
You think he just got disgusted with it?
No, you're not going to clown me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come in, let's fight. If you want to come in... Ray wasn't stepping in and fighting him. Ray was running and playing games. Okay, so...
Yeah, that's seventh round, yeah. So, he was.
Yeah, so I think it just disgusted Duran. And Duran said, you know, for lack of a better term, just screw it. I've had enough. And, of course, he was expecting a third fight. And, of course, he did get his third fight a decade later. Okay, Ray Leonard waited 10 years to fight him again, and he fought Ray Leonard in like 5 months.
Yeah.
You know, so Ray knows that best to best,
yeah.
Roberto Duran at his best.
I wish Duran would have said something at the end of that special, that documentary.
Well, he did say something in the special. He said, you know, Leonard, he said, why did you take 10 years to give me a rematch?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think that's...
He didn't have a good answer for that either.
Ray hasn't got too many good answers these days. I mean, Ray's like... Ray's a politician now, more or less, and he tries to be neat and he tries to be cute and this and that, but every once in a while he gets outside of his element and, of course, he gets burned vocally. Court Hassel, how many pages in this book?
It clocks in at about 265, so a short book.
Okay. That's a 265. That's a short book, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's about 65,000 words, so, yeah, it's a little on the shorter side.
Well, I guess compared to the Warren Commission reports, which were 4.3 million words and 2.26 volumes, I guess that is a small book. When you look back at the history of San Francisco and realize that all those people that, you know, that were around in 1978, not so much as they've died off, it's just that the city has changed so much. I mean, it's an IT-friendly city now. We've got, you know, Genentech picking up people in the Tenderloin, picking up people for work in Twin Peaks with buses, and eBay picking people up with buses and this and that. So the city's really changed. The demographics of the city, especially the Tenderloin, has changed dramatically since the 70s.
Yeah, no, you probably saw that more than anyone. You were there from the 70, you know, in the late 70s and early 80s. And in the early 80s, when crack hit the Tenderloin, you know, the Tenderloin really sort of took a dive. And, you know, back in the 70s, when I'm writing about it, it was always Skid Row. But it was a little bit more colorful, just a little bit more diverse.
Not as deadly.
More nightlife. Yeah, not as deadly. You know, there's a lot more nightlife then. You know, it was always kind of dangerous, but it was not what happened in the 80s and 90s. The Tenderloin really went into disrepair. But, yeah, you're right. Now the Tenderloin's making a comeback, or at least it's trying to.
Okay. When you look back at all the research you did, I mean, going into the bowels of Newman's Gym and this and that, was there any one character, any one real-life character that stands out that's sort of like, wow, maybe I should have wrote a book about him?
Yeah. Well, there's another character in this book, too. He's a union leader, and he's also a suspect in the murder. And his real-life name was Ivankovich, and he got shot coming out of his office down on Shotwell. He actually lived through that, getting shot in the head, but he never said who the shooter was. And, you know, I thought that sort of labor feud would be an interesting angle to go into as well. He's in the book. Or someone like him is in the book. So that was something I had never heard of. You know, the whole 70s, you know, the post-hippies, San Francisco is real interesting. You know, you had the Zodiac Killer, you had the Zebra Killers, you had the Moscone and Milk Murders, the Jonestown stuff. I mean, it was just a wild,
Patty Hearst
time in San Francisco. Patty Hearst, yeah, there you go.
I think that was the most intriguing of them all. You know what? Court Haslett's our guest, folks. He's the author of Tenderloin, a book coming out in November about the city and county of San Francisco, one of its most prestigious neighborhoods now, or getting to be. I mean, it's getting real respectful. Back in the day, it was like Skid Row. Now it's like this skids. Anyway, I got to give you a lot of props on writing this book because I know you worked hard on it. You did your research and all this kind of stuff. But when you look back on the entire picture, what one thing stands out as far as San Francisco is concerned? What if you couldn't put it in this book, what would it have been?
Well, I just think that, I mean, apart from the Tenderloin, you know, the whole city is pricing out the middle class. And so, you know, that to me is the biggest change. I mean, you could live in the city in the 60s and 70s and, you know, not be a Wall Street banker or a doctor or a lawyer. And so, you know, I feel like that's gotten pushed out of the city and with it a lot of character, I guess, would be the difference from the 70s to now.
That's what I'm talking about. Genentech and eBay and those people sending buses up here to get their employees. So, you know, it's just the way of the world. Yeah. The world is changing as we speak. How's your son?
Oh, Charlie's great. He had a soccer game this morning. He went to it right before I called in. Daughter is about to start her hoop season, so sports is going good.
Okay, November 18th, folks, I will feature the book at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. The book is called Tenderloin. The author is Court Haslett. He's a fine guy. And, Court, I wish you the best of luck. Say hello to your family for me, and we'll talk real soon.
Hey, I will, Pedro, and tell your listeners, there's going to be an interview with you up on the Rogue Reader about Newman's. We're going to go into detail about some of those characters that you told me about. Okay. So that'll be up coming in November as well at the Rogue Reader.
Well, you can send me some links on that, and we'll get it up for you.
All right. Sounds good, right. Pedro.
Court Haslett, folks, fantastic guest, and right as I said, writer extraordinaire. Real quick, last week, Ruslan Provodnikov, a winner. Wow. I mean, he stopped Mike Alvarado. Mike Alvarado looked good like in the second and the third round, but Provodnikov won the first round, and he won almost every round after the third. And at the end of 10, it was just like, why did they even send him out for the 10th? I thought they should have stopped Alvarado in the 9th round, his own corner. I mean, when he's walking around and walking to the wrong corner and not knowing where he's at, and you send him out anyway,
What are you guys, crazy? What are you, high? What are you, nuts? What, do you don't care about your guy or what? I thought that was an abuse. I thought it was like fighter abuse. If they were parents, they should have been charged with child abuse. Sending Mike Alvarado out there against Wrestler Prodnikov in that 10th round. That was sad, folks. That's the way guys get killed. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. Coming up, the MMA segment. Cain Velasquez, still heavyweight champion of the world. The Godfather of Soul brings us to the hard break here on the American Forces Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hey!
Want to get in on the next big thing in gaming? The Pwnage Project, the global network of open source developers, is proud to offer you that chance with its new Pwnage LI gaming tablet, a true 3-in-1 console and handheld gaming device, tablet PC, and Android development tool. Every Pwnage LI ships rooted and unlocked. If you've heard about crowdfunding and the excitement around creative groundbreaking companies, you now have the perfect opportunity to support this project and get the latest tech in your hands before it hits store shelves. Already one of the hottest categories in crowdfunding, the Pwnage LI is the next generation in video gaming, with its wireless HDMI and built-in gamer controls, bringing the best elements of a console system and a handheld experience together in one platform. But this is not just a simple gaming device. This is also a fully functioning tablet PC. Sleek and lightweight, you can take your game anywhere. To help launch this innovative new product and learn about all the incredible perks being offered, including how you can receive your own Pwnage LI before the general public, visit PwnageProject.org. That's P-W-N-A-G-E Project.org.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Larry Braggs and Tower of Power covering the Godfather of Soul, James Brown. Speaking of Larry Braggs, leaving the band, leaving Tower of Power after 12 years. They are auditioning new talent as I speak, and wish him the very best of luck. But remember, it was Pedro that discovered Larry Braggs down there on, where was it? We were on Fisherman's Wharf at that club when he was working with Executive Suite. And I said, you know, this guy can sing a little bit. Turns out he's been the longest-lasting lead singer of Tower of Power in 45-year history. Okay, straight up, last Saturday was a fantastic bout. I mean, talk about the heavyweight championship of the world. It was a good fight. I mean, Cain Velasquez came to fight. He almost got knocked out. He got rocked real early. Junior Dos Santos, the better puncher, the better boxer of the two. Of course, he holds that 64-second knockout over Cain Velasquez a couple of years ago in grabbing the heavyweight championship. Then he lost the heavyweight championship back to Velasquez via a five-round decision, of course, in MMA. The main events and championship fights go five-minute rounds. So when he lost the second fight, it was pretty clear halfway through the first fight, first round, that he wasn't going to win. I mean, he got rocked big time. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos. Got hit with an overhand right. Boxing 101 for Cain Velasquez. So Cain ends up winning that fight, going away with a five-round decision. Last Saturday, basically, it was a give-and-take fight for a while until Cain Velasquez got his man up against the side of the wall, talk about the cage, and just kept working him. And just kept working him and leaning on him and hitting him. Hitting him to the body, hitting him to the head, elbows, forearms, I mean, knees on occasion. A few kicks here and there, not too many, but the bottom line was Cain was doing his thing, punishing Junior Dos Santos. And he punished him for like four-plus rounds. They finally stopped the fight. I mean, I think it was a merciful stopping. I saw pictures of Junior Dos Santos in the hospital afterwards, and now he's like 16-2, I believe, in his MMA record. It was horrific. I mean, the beating he took was unbelievable, and it was sustained. We're not talking about, you know, like a quick licking. We're talking about one of those career-ending fights where you take a beating for a sustained amount of time and you never come back. Well, that's just the way that Junior Dos Santos looked against Cain Velasquez last week. And, of course, he wants to become the UFC heavyweight champion. In order to do so, you've got to go through Cain Velasquez. And guess what? Nobody is going through Cain Velasquez as I speak. Fabrice Werdemann is going to be the next challenger. That won't be much of a challenge for the cardio king of the American Kickboxing Academy. I'm talking about UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez. What's he now, 14-1, 13-1? I mean, he lost that one fight to Santos and never lost a minute of a round. He never lost a minute. He got clipped, and boom, he was done. Okay, a big right hand, boom, it was all over. Okay, that's the way fights should be. That's the way boxing should be. See, that's why boxing is now less exciting than MMA, because nobody wants to see a guy get hit on 1,000 times, okay? Hit him 5 times and it's over. How's that? I mean, that's the way it's done in the world of MMA, and MMA is surpassing boxing as far as popularity is concerned, at least here in the United States, and you would think that boxing would take a cue and get hip to that, but they're not hip to it. All right, the semi-main event. Wow, what can I say? Maybe the greatest fight ever? I mean, we throw that greatest fight ever around quite often, I think, in the world of MMA and boxing, combat sports in general. Okay, but, you know, when you watch Gilbert Melendez of San Francisco and Diego Sanchez do their thing last week, man, three rounds of, like, MMA, it wasn't warfare. It was like, I don't know how to put it. It was like putting two pit bulls in a cage and having two guys just, you know, go at each other. I mean, just be honest, the dominant pit bull was Gilbert Melendez, who won all three rounds in my book until he got dropped in the third round with a right uppercut. He was sort of knocked out on the way down. Sanchez had his chance, but he couldn't finish him. Okay, so I scored that round. I committed a sin, folks, as far as, you know, I'm an Association of Boxing Commission certified judge, and I committed a sin here. I called the third round even, so I had it, you know, 30-28. Bottom line was I thought that Gilbert Melendez was the far better fighter. Diego Sanchez sounded a little rummy afterwards after that beating he took. He was cut. He was battered. And it just wasn't pretty. And I got to give Diego Sanchez all kinds of credit because he always makes for good fights. He always comes to fight. He always entertains. Whether he wins or loses, he's always entertaining. And he didn't short anybody out of any admission money last week, because if you paid to see the UFC card, be it on television, on the internet, or live, or in closed circuit, wherever you happen to watch that UFC event, okay, that one fight was worth paying for. If you paid 40 or 50 bucks, whatever it was, that one fight, Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez, that was worth paying for. I think that's one of the epic fights in UFC history, in the world of MMA. Of course, the UFC has been around now. Next month, it'll be 20 years. 20 years since the UFC sort of came onto the fight scene here in the United States. It was like unsanctioned, unregulated. You had guys 290 pounds got fighting guys 190 pounds. The 190-pound guys were winning. Talk about Hoist Gracie. And then you had Ken Shamrock. I mean, had all kinds of good guys back then. Dan Severn, big wrestler out of Arizona. There were some really, really good fighters back then, okay? And they started. They were the infants of the UFC. And, of course, the UFC evolved into the Fertitta brothers, and Dana White buying the UFC back in the early part of this century. Okay, they lost $35 million to begin with, and they turned it around. All of a sudden, the business is worth over $1 billion. Somebody told me $1.7 billion. Wow, almost $2 billion. I mean, considering they were $35 million in the hole and looking for a buyer, I think that's great. Okay, now, today, live on Fox Sports 2. Now, I don't know what Fox Sports 2 is. I only know what Fox Sports 1 is. I'm sorry I get confused on this one, but Fox Sports 1 is usually the channel I watch all the USC stuff on, but this is Fox Sports 2. So I guess you've got to look around your dial. It would be real cool if it was right next to Fox Sports 1. Okay, right on the dial, right next to the old speed channel. I just don't know if it's going to be that way. But it's, of course, Lyoto Machida taking on Mark Munoz. And Mark Munoz, in a lot of people's minds, has no chance against Lyoto Machida. But Machida is not a guy that I think is to be taken lightly, but neither is Munoz. I mean, Munoz, a former NCAA wrestling champion, he's a real deal. He can fight. He can take a punch. I mean, that whooping he took at the hands of Chris Weidman last year, oh, whoa, that was like me, God, introduced Chris Weidman to the entire world. But, man, that was a beating Mark Munoz probably doesn't want to ever repeat. But the bottom line is, Saturday, October 26th, from Manchester, the UK, that's 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 o'clock Pacific Time, live on Fox Sports 2. It is UFC Fight Night, live, I said, from Manchester, the UK, Lyoto Machida and Mark Munoz. Sort of funny. Why couldn't they get like an English guy over there? I mean, why couldn't they get it? You know, they've got English fighters. Why couldn't they get an English fighter on the main event? I just don't know about that. Of course, that is the UFC Fight Night, October 26th. The next UFC Fight Night after that is going to be from Brazil. It'll be November the 9th. Of course, that'll be on Fox Sports 1. Different from Fox Sports 2. In a battle of steroid guys, or legal steroid guys, and Dan Henderson, the former Strikeforce champion, and Vitor Belfort, the one-time UFC champion. Of course, both these guys are sanctioned, licensed, given permission to take testosterone replacement therapy. It kills me to even say it. It just kills me to even say it because I just don't think it's cool. I think that, you know, if you have testosterone issues and you know, and you're up in age, there's probably a good chance you got that way because you took steroids and you ruined your body's ability to produce this hormone, okay? So what do you have to do? You have to go to synthetic hormones now. Vitor Belfort, I wouldn't let any of my guys fight him. I just wouldn't. If I had a stable of fighters, I would not let them fight anybody on testosterone replacement therapy. I think it gives him too much of an advantage. Vitor is now looking like he's 25 again. And Henderson, he's rolled back the clock as well. He's like 41 years old or something like that, 42. But he looks like he's about 30, 33 years old. But that's what these drugs do. People laugh. Human growth hormone, testosterone replacement therapy, these things roll back the clock. They roll back the clock, okay? And when you can roll back the clock, at least from a cosmetic point of view, you know, that makes everybody feel good. But guess what? What are the long-term ramifications and effects of taking that stuff? Nobody knows yet. Of course, UFC 167 coming up November 16th. GSP, George St. Pierre, he's the man, the welterweight champion. Of course, only lost one fight. He's avenged that loss. He's taking on Johnny Hendricks. Johnny Hendricks got a very ugly-looking beard here on the UFC website. I mean, it's very, very ugly. Very, I don't know if all these guys are doing the beard thing since that one picture with the Giants that went to the Dodgers did it, and everybody's wearing the beard now in baseball in the World Series. By the way, the World Series is pretty exciting. I'm tied up one game apiece. Going to go again tonight. But Hendricks, a big puncher. Johnny Hendricks is a huge one-punch knockout artist. He can, like, put you to sleep, man. He can. He's the real deal. Okay? Will he be able to put GSP to sleep? Probably not. Okay, because GSP is the real deal. There's no doubt about it. Yes, he's getting long in the tooth. Yes, he needs Just for Men to cover up his gray. But I'm telling you, that's going to be a pretty good fight. The semi-main event, UFC 167, Saturday, November 16th from Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, the fight starts originally at 2:30 p.m. on Facebook. Then it goes to at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time now to Fox Sports 1. And then at 7 p.m. Pacific time, that's 10 p.m. Eastern time, they go to pay-per-view. Now, on this pay-per-view card, the number 8th-ranked light heavyweight, Chael Sonnen, what is he now, 29-13-1, the mouth that roared, took out Shogun Rua in the last time with a stoppage, a submission, and one big surprise there, taking on Rashad Evans. Now, Rashad is a guy that's just failed to impress me. I mean, I could take 1,000 milligrams of Viagra and not get up watching Sugar Rashad Evans. 23-3-1, former light heavyweight champion, pretty good fighter. Both these guys are weighing at 205 pounds. In the main event, at the end of the day, I think that Rashad Evans is too much for Chael Sonnen. Another fight on the card, number three ranked as far as welters are concerned, I believe, Rory McDonald, 15-1. Rory can fight. Now, Rory had a not-so-good outing the last time, but he's going to take on Robbie Lawler. Lawler is always a guy that brings it, man. He brings it every time he comes to the octagon. 21-9, one no contest. These guys are for real. As I said, Rory McDonald, 15-1. That's going to be a semi-main event. And guess who we're going to have, supposed to have in the studio next week? He's going to come in. Josh Koscheck. That's right. 19-7. He's a colorful guy. You see him on TMZ. He's got always the fine ladies on his hand leaving the clubs down there in L.A., but he's going to take on Tyrone Woodley. That's part of the main card of UFC 167 live on pay-per-view. Of course, it is November 16th. Time really flying, isn't it? Isn't time just getting away from us? I mean, here is, like, we're almost into November 2013. I mean, who would think that this thing would, you know, this year would fly as fast as it is? And of course, we got the Ultimate Fighter finale. It's going to be a good card. Of course, in the main event, it'll be a flyweight title fight between Demetrius Johnson. Of course, they call him, Mighty Mouse, Superfly, call him what you want. He's 125 pounds, 18-2-1. He's taking on Joseph Benavidez, 19-3. Benavidez can punch a little bit more than Mighty Mouse can punch. There's a couple other fights on the card. Gray Maynard's going to be on the card against Nate Diaz. And straight up, I look for this Benavidez-Johnson fight to probably steal the card that night. It's the Ultimate Fighter finale. Of course, that'll mean the last person standing on Team Rousey, the last person standing on Team Tate. Of course, Ronda Rousey and Misha Tate set to hook it up in their rematch. That is at UFC 168. That'll be December 28th, of course, underneath Chris Weidman defending the World Middleweight Champion, which he snatched from Anderson Silva. Yet, Anderson Silva, I'm looking at these pound-for-pound listings. Tell me why, folks. What's going on here? Now, Anderson Silva's dropped a notch this week. Last week, he was number three. John Jones is number one, the World Light Heavyweight Champion. Georges St-Pierre is number two. Jose Aldo is number three. He moved up a notch. Anderson Silva is number four. He dropped down a notch. He got knocked out in his last fight. He's number five, and he's rated above Cain Velasquez, who's never lost but a minute in the fight. Never lost a minute in any fight? Come on. Cain Velasquez, he should be way, 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 way up there. If not number three, probably number two, because I think GSP has seen bitter days. But after Cain Velasquez, at number six is Renan Barrera, fantastic fighter, Mighty Mouse. Demetrius Johnson, number seven, Anthony Pettis, the current lightweight champion, who's going to take on Josh Thompson on UFC on Fox 9. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And Chris Weidman's ranked number ninth, and number 10 is Benson Henderson. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Cute little tune here from the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. Back in the day, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look this segment into the world of mixed martial arts, brought to you by K2 Boxing Promotions. Of course, Gennady Golovkin, Curtis Stevens in the main event, November 2nd, MSG Madison Square Garden, HBO Championship Boxing. There's this thing called love, and it's everywhere. As she told me, it can break your heart out and put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years?
It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know that tune? The greatest comedy trio in history, the Three Stooges. Well, guess what? Curly, that's right, Jerome Lester Howard, actually born Jerome Lester Horwitz, he celebrated his 110th birthday this week, so we wish happy birthday to Curly. Want to mention some boxing before we go. Take that back. MMA, Tito Ortiz is out of the November 2nd Bellator pay-per-view. Why? Broke his neck. So he and Rampage Jackson, which were headed for probably the worst pay-per-view numbers in the history of pay-per-view, will not happen in the card will intend. Instead, be on Spike TV. Want to wish local fighter Ava Knight, the WBC flyweight title holder, of course, the female champion. She hasn't lost a fight in a long, long time. And that one fight that she lost, she was sort of like ripped off in. So the bottom line is she's down in Mexico again, defending the WBC title for like the sixth time. So she's the real deal, folks. She really is. And I hope to have her on the show in the near future. But Ava Knight, we wish her the very best of luck. Now, don't forget, Bernard Hopkins on television tonight. USC on Fox Sports 2 today. I mean, you got lots of stuff to talk about. Of course, you got the British fights and the fights from Germany. They'll be on the internet. So if you know how to do that, more power to you. The bottom line is there's lots of fights on there. This is a fight weekend for you fight fans out there. This is, of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the Sunday edition. That'll air Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and the Saturday replay at 3 p.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So once again, Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, an hour. Saturday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, an hour. Sunday, 2 hours, totally different shows. 11 a.m. Pacific time, first hour is boxing, second hour is MMA. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Till next time, peace, love, lots of respect to Ms. Streisand, and of course, Scott Cuddy.